seen people go to Best Buy and say, "Yeah, man, I'm looking for a HD TV. You guys got a 910 HD TV?"
Because my eyes love 910.
Yeah, no, I got to have that 910. I can't have the 10. I had the 1080 is a little too high for me. What's up? Once again, you are on another episode of Step Your Game Up. I'm Blade206 with DCI and, worst case, the engineer. Okay.
And the enigma.
Yeah. the enigma. Whatever. I gave him that name. Now he wants to use it all the time. Ain't that something?
You gave me the engineer, too.
Yeah.
But we know everything about you, worst case, so...
Nah, man. I am the enigma. You guys will see. Just tune into this podcast. Y'all will see. Well, not even that. Tune into the next... we'll see.
He's such an enigma, he can't figure himself out. That's what.
Of course, man. That's just how it is. But when we put that... our new content up from the GOS After Dark, y'all will see how much of an enigma I am. Up on here. So
I'm gonna tell you that ain't gonna happen for a while anyway. Cause worst case don't like to do. He gets kind of lazy. Man, I'll do it when I do it. I'm kind of.
It's gonna be up on Monday, and this podcast will probably be up after Monday. But it's gonna be up on Monday.
See, but when did you record? I probably wasn't even in the room when you was recording, was I?
Yeah, you were. Everybody was.
I don't know.
Except for DCI. I recorded that night. The night before I went out to go drink.
Oh, you should have recorded the night you came back from drinking. So that's what you should have
recorded. Both days I did.
Thursday
and Saturday.
The enigma. So what you running around with green question mark draws on now?
You guys, I never know when the podcast will get up. Good
on me, that's Blaine.
They got his, you know how Jim Carrey twirl that staff around and stuff. That's worst case now, huh? He's now
tight ass green,
hugging your nuts and drinks.
Oh man!
I'm just telling the truth. That suit was strangling. Now you know that green tight suit was woo. It's just, you know, but I guess it would only strangle some people because some people ain't got stuff like that. But some.
Whoa.
I'm just speaking for myself. Yeah, strangle me.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it would strangle.
All right.
So,
let's get back on this game and stuff. We ain't been on the podcast in a while.
Well, you want to take a break now, worst case? Like,
yeah, let's take a break. The worst case. Doubt. He said, "Oh man, he signed off Skype."
Yeah. he told the enigma secret. Boom, whoop. Oh no.
This podcast gotta get deleted.
That's something else. Okay, let's get to some gaming. We ain't been around in a while. PS4 is coming out within, what, a week and a half? Something like that? Week and a half?
Twelve days, yeah. Week and a half.
Yeah.
Come out of the, like, 10 days or something.
Yeah. Well,
a
week and a half. So.
Yeah.
What else are we going to do? Well, and me... I won't be getting my PS4 until after Christmas because Christmas is going to kill me. And, you know,
it's wow. So if any of you guys out there with extra money wants to buy Blade a PS4, you know.
Well,
hook them up.
Hook them up.
So, that would be nice. You guys want to hook a play up?
You won't miss the podcast for the rest of the year.
I sure would. I'll make a bet. I wouldn't miss nothing. I'll make sure. But,
do a podcast with us. What's up? Blade 206, and it's me.
Take it easy.
Today I had a good ham sandwich.
Lots of turkey bacon. Man, what's going on with Microsoft? They can't even. Okay, no, this is what I'm gonna mention because they, no, okay. Now Microsoft, what's it? Call of Duty Ghost is gonna be at 720p, but the one on PlayStation 4 is at 1080p. Now, I happen to be on Twitter now. If you want, you know, it's at GOS Blade. That's my Twitter name. So if you guys want to, you guys add me, whatever, whatever. Okay, but the only time I really tweet is when I'm at work on break. Because when I'm at home, I don't really tweet. But the thing is this. I'm reading Torrance's tweets. Torrance is like, well, you know, before, generation before, we were at, you know, they were playing it at 480p and whoop. Okay, I talked to DCI, and this is the analogy I use. I said, well, before, movies were in black and white. Before that, movies were, they were, you know, they had silent movies. So we shouldn't expect movies to talk now or be in color? That, what kind of nonsense? Look it, man, I'm going to say this. Torrance, you're making excuses. You know you're making excuses. Now, if you move on to the next gen is supposed to be better than the last gen, correct? So why is it that this gen for the Xbox is exactly like last gen? They're at 720p. 720p. For Call of Duty, supposedly, you know, me, I don't even like Call of Duty. You know, if you see Call of Duty under my name, it's usually my son playing it, because I don't really even like Call of Duty. My daughter has her own account, but, you know, my son playing, because I don't really even like Call of Duty like that no more. I love 4. Believe me, we used to play Call of Duty 4 out, but now, with Black Ops and Black Ops 2 and you know, what was that? What's this one? This new Call of Duty, All Dogs Go to Heaven or some shit. I don't know what the hell this shit is. You know, they got about a German Shepherd. It's about some man. I'm watching a video, and the German Shepherd got a camera on him. He's sitting up there, and then he's taking people down. And I'm like, man, this German Shepherd, he's grabbing people by the arm, killing them. I said, how are you killing them by grabbing them by the arm? I'm just like, oh, this is horrible, man. I'm just like, this is bad.
Yeah, dog doing stealth kills.
Right. Like a dog doing stealth kills. He's kneeling down in the grass, and then comes out, and then attacks. Oh, and then one, I saw a video, he attacks, and then 4 people bust out the door. I said, if the dog's attacking one person, wouldn't the other 3 shoot the dog?
No, man, the dog's scary.
Right. I'm just like, this is dumb.
They got body armor and AKs, and all of a sudden they just run out. They run out the building like they feel like it's a monster.
They run out the building like, ah, like little bitches, and then they come in, and then they get killed. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is horrible. I'm like, this, and I'm gonna say this: if you guys are playing Call of Duty the single player and you think this is realistic, you are a fool. And I'm going to say that. You're a fool. And some people, oh, this is a video game. At least some video games are something, you know, realistic. And this a dog coming in, chewing one person's arm, and then all 4 people run out the door, bust out the door at the same time. Man, get out of here with that nonsense.
Well, just having stealth with the dog is unrealistic.
Right. Get out of here. Come on, man. I don't understand. Getting back to the pixels. Now, Microsoft, you've got issues. You've got lots of issues. You've got a new person at the head of the Microsoft division. It's a female. I don't know if the broad plays games or not. And they haven't even talked to her. They haven't even spoke. They haven't interviewed her. She has talked about nothing. And, you know, I'm going to say this, and I said this before to people in the chat room. If she comes out and she says that, yeah, I play games, and she mentions some casual games, she'll ruin that brand. And I'm going to say, she has to be a gamer. And what I mean by gamer, she has to know some games. They might be, and this is just a theory, they might be, you know, having her in a room teaching her some stuff. about games. Now, she knows, she probably knows business up and down, but gamers don't care about business. Gamers care about games. And if you can't sell
supposedly.
Games,
supposedly.
Right, well, yeah, yeah. Suppose. Yeah, gamers
in theory.
Care about, well, yeah, right. And see, they care about games. But if you, and the thing about it is, if gamers don't like the game, that you talking about the games that they don't like, then your business won't be a business. So, that being said, I forgot her name. I forgot the bride's name, so I can't even say. But
think about it. This whose fault is that? You haven't seen her say anything yet. You haven't seen her address the brand yet.
Nope.
So a lot of people probably don't know what her name is.
I know. Well, her name's out there, but I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot her name. And but the thing is yeah, she hasn't addressed it. She hasn't came out and said anything. You know, if you are supposed to be a head of that division and all this, all the other people we saw right up in front. But she's not up in the front. Why is that? And then you got Pactor talking about, oh, women in gaming. Look, I'm tired of hearing about women in gaming. You guys don't mention minorities up in gaming. You know? So why mention women in gaming? What makes them women? Just say gamers. You know? Just say gamers.
Her name is Julie Larson Green.
Green, yeah. There it
yeah.
is. Julie Larson Green. There you go. I knew it was Green, but I don't know. But whatever. I don't know. So you got that. Microsoft has to do something to get that right with her. And I'm just saying, as far as you got to put a face in front of the brand, because these cats like who's that, Pinello and all
yeah.
these whatever his name is. Man, these guys they're ruining it, in my opinion. Every time you see a quote, I'm like, man, these guys get man. It just goes lower and lower and lower. I'm like, ooh, woo. I'm like, and I said, let me see their real quote. And I'm like, ooh, this is bad. I'm just like, man, you guys. I'm just like, well, that's up to you. You know, you guys do what you want to. And it's funny how now, when we were pumping up all the PlayStation stuff this gen, and now the next gen comes and everybody wants to jump on the boat, you know, wants to jump on the boat. But then before, they were like, you guys are just trying to device, you know, be divisive. No, if you like one side, you like one side. If you like the other side, you like the other side. So, you know, but, you know, do what you're going to do. We like PlayStation. We just, you know, I've stuck with PlayStation from the beginning. Now, will I end up getting Xbox One? I don't think my kids even want one. So I doubt that. I don't think they want one. They haven't even mentioned, they've mentioned PlayStation 4, but they haven't mentioned Xbox One. So I don't even think they want one.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason to.
No,
I mean, this is one of those times where it kind of sucks that, you know, we don't have an office or access to, you know, go into an office,
right.
have Xbox One, play it. But, like, personally, I'm not going to spend $500 on that. I'm just
right.
not.
I can't do it.
I'll get one.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll probably get one.
I'll probably get one later. Probably, like, later on.
Plug that camera in, then it can see everything.
I ain't gonna plug no camera in.
Mm-hmm. That camera gonna be right up in there.
Well, the next table game, well, if it's Kinect out, then you won't be able to play it.
Right.
Well, then I won't get the Xbox. That's the only reason why I would get one.
Now the old Fable game is Kinect.
I that's why I didn't play it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the new Fable game supposed to be an MMO, but nobody really knows.
Yeah, I mean, if it come out good, I'm gonna buy an Xbox One for it.
I'm gonna say this: Microsoft's so stupid, they'll make an MMO, but you'll have to have gold to play the MMO and pay monthly. That's how stupid Microsoft is.
Yeah,
so hopefully you don't have to pay monthly.
That new Fable is supposed to be like a four-player co-op or something. I don't think it's an MMO, but it's like a four-player co-op.
It was a rumor it was an MMO.
But we'll never know.
We'll never know. Lionhead Studios, we'll never know.
They changed it into an MMO, all we know, but...
Yep. Now, what else is there? Naughty Dog. There's a rumor that Naughty Dog's game is set in space. Now, and then they deny the rumors that it's that game. You know, like when you pick up comic books for Ellie, everybody's thinking it's that game. That's the game from that game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now, people are like, well, this, I don't know why people keep talking about Uncharted 4, because I'm going to tell you this, Naughty Dog always makes a new game every gen. Every gen they come out with it. They even said that. They said every gen they like to come up with a new franchise. So, and then they got two teams. One team will probably be the new franchise. The next team will probably be The Last of Us. That's my guess. Because The Last of Us is so big, they got to make another sequel. And it will it? Yeah. Now the question on the next Last of Us, will it be next gen or will it be PS3? PS3 or PS4, or will it be both? You know, will they try to pull out both? That's a question that I like. But because will they try to bring their fan base over to the next system, you know, like that? I don't know. What do you guys think?
They could. I mean, I don't see a problem with them releasing two versions of the same game. I mean, if they're gonna still support the PS3, they might as well, because not everyone's gonna get a PS4 right away. So
no.
But the thing is, about, you know, they're both more than likely going to be the same price if they do. And then you have that whole upgrading program they have and all that kind of stuff. And, well, we'll see. But.
Yeah, well.
You know, go ahead.
No, I just said we'll see. Yeah, I think you're right. We'll see. We will see what's going on. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean. We forgot to do what games we was playing. What games we were playing.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man, I was playing a whole bunch of games. All right, what are your games? Are you going to do what games you guys are playing? Because I forgot to do that. Go on. Name what games you're playing, DCR.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've been playing The Wolf Among Us, a new Telltale Fable game. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Splinter Cell Blacklist. Mm-hmm. Playing some Diablo 3, GTA 5, and a whole bunch of GTA 5 online.
Mm-hmm. Worst case, what you been playing? Probably nothing.
Oh, Lord, man. Here you go.
Go on.
Okay, I've been on GTA online.
Mm-hmm.
I quit Borderlands, and I don't want to play that game no more.
Mm.
I think that's pretty much, pretty much it was just that since we
exactly,
last left
exactly
off.
What I said. He ain't been playing.
And what you talking about? I ain't playing nothing. Just Grand Theft Auto.
Like I said, you only play me. Okay, let's go.
And I played Uncharted Online too.
Oh yeah, wasn't playing that.
A couple days ago. Okay, well I could say that too. I wasn't even watching that, but okay, let's say I mentioned.
And I beat The Last of Us, by the way. Sorry to keep cutting you off,
mm-hmm.
But and I beat The Last of Us, and that game is incredible.
Yeah, that's game of the year. I've been playing, what is it? The Prince of Persia trilogy, Splinter Cell trilogy, the Borderlands DLC, I just got done playing God of War. I've been trying to, that God of War Ascension, because I didn't finish that. What else was it? There was something else that I'm missing. There's other stuff that I'm missing. What game was downloaded that we were... Oh, yeah, the Uncharted stuff. Oh, Diablo 3. What else? Man, I think that's all I can think of right now. I might end up going back to Diablo 3 tonight. But just messing around. But, yeah, because the reason why worst case don't play no games because he's been saying he's going to get on Diablo 3 and still ain't on Diablo 3. And he ain't even opened up the case yet. He even took the plastic off of here.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't took the plastic off yet.
Serious?
I mean, I ain't been playing no games.
Yeah, like I said. I've
been playing games.
You haven't been playing nothing.
I've been playing games. What are you talking about? I've been playing nothing.
No, we're talking about video games. We're not talking about with Brad.
Oh, so The Last of Us in a video game.
No, I'm talking about with Brad.
Oh, Lord, man.
But, you know, that's a shame. This is just total shame. Hey, I'm reading
Look,
something.
Look, man, I'm a bachelor at the end of the day, man.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Now, let's say, I'm reading this right here. It says, Microsoft, lots of opportunities to customize the Xbox. How you going to customize that big old giant thing, man? What you going to customize it to, that TiVo box? That thing, how you going to customize it? What, can you see yourself customizing it? Worst case is the only one in this room that's going to get one. So, are you going to customize yours, worst case?
Nah, man. I mean, I'm gonna go for just one game. That's it, man.
Yeah. Oh, you just wait when the table comes out. That's it.
Yeah, I ain't getting enough. No, I'm gonna try to trade it in or something after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna spend $500 on it just to what you got?
Yeah, just to play Fable.
Ooh, no. Ooh, no. Ain't no way. Ain't
that's
no
what I call
way.
A fan. Now, that's a fan.
Yeah, I told you, man. I mean, that's the only game I really want on PS3, on Sony. That's the only game from Microsoft.
Well, you ain't even. Oh, and you know what other game I forgot to play? I said, what you call it? Alamar. What you call it?
Which I think. Oh, you're right. I didn't even because I quit my Plus. That's why, and I wasn't gonna get free.
I told you that game is not bad, and I wanted that game for a while, and that game is not bad. If the only thing that's hurting that game is that I can't. There's no multiplayer or co-op. No co-op, really. I want co-op, not multi. But co-op. If it had co-op on it, that game would be excellent. Excellent. But there's no co-op. And that's the only problem with me in that game. And I just can't. I don't know. Now, let's go into this. Let's go into the pros and cons of a PS4 and the Xbox One. The pros and cons. Can anybody think of any con for either system at this moment? The pros and cons.
The untrustworthiness. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
Like cons as in just, let's say, well, you can say it only playing 720p games as a con. I mean, if you really, really want to.
Yeah, you could say 720p games.
Because who knows how.
You got a 1080p TV, you ain't even getting no use out of it.
Yeah.
The full use is out of it.
Well, if you got a 720p TV, then yeah, a 720p TV, that's the max.
Yeah, so.
But I don't know. What?
Not having the ability to have your MP3s as well, could be a con. I mean, I know there's a whole backlash about it. It's not a real big problem to me, but it was something I would like, but it's not going to stop me from buying a PS4.
No, I don't think.
They're going to patch that later anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna patch it later.
Right.
One thing I find is the untrustworthiness of Microsoft, and you don't know whether they're gonna come back around and patch that stuff again.
Right.
As far as the DRM and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And let me think for Sony, I'm trying to think of something. Like, you guys can you guys think of anything for Sony? I know people are like, I know you ain't gonna think of that for Sony because you guys just. No, there's stuff for Sony, probably. We just got
the only con I can really think of is that I think they fucked up with the firmwares on PS3. Not as in, because they were fucking people's PS3s up with those.
Right.
It wasn't a whole bunch. But yeah, it was random, but it still happened. You know, go ahead.
Were you talking about the pros and cons of the PS3 or the next-gen console?
No, I was getting to it. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, what I'm saying is I hope that they implement their firmware better. For the PS4, I hope they don't have those same problems that they had with the PS3. A con could be that Sony could just be idiots and mess up with the firmwares on there on the PS4, updating it and then it having a problem over here, and then they fix that problem, and then another problem comes up over here,
Right.
Because they're not a software company, so.
Listen. Now. What else is there? Is there anything else? Any other cons for the? Let me think. Cons for the PS4. Oh, they're doing a lot. Like they're doing. They're doing some of the stuff. Some of the stuff you don't get automatically when it comes out. Like the. What else is there that doesn't come out like? Oh, like the con is Gaka. Gaka, we got to wait till 2014, for Gaka. And it's not backwards compatible. Neither one of them are backwards compatible. But, you know, their backwards compatibility is supposed to be for Gawkeye, and it's not coming out until 2014, you know. And they haven't even really talked about Gawkeye, shown anything, what how it's going to work, or, you know, or anything about that. Never shown anything. They've mentioned a little bit, yeah, when Gawkeye comes. And I'm like, hold up. I got a feeling. This could be a con that when a Gawkeye comes, it's going to have issues, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to fix it. They're going to end up like Grand Theft Auto with a whole bunch of issues, you know, and then start patching. You know, that's what I'm thinking that Gawkeye is going to be like. You know, you're going to hear about a whole bunch of issues, and then they're going to start patching. Okay, this is.
And it's not going to have a full library either. So,
yeah.
Let's just say you want to play some PS3 games, but they're not popular enough to make a list, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, so you're asked out.
Yeah, so, you know, but there is the other pro about it is the rumor. I think this is, I don't know if it's a rumor or not, that stuff on Gawkeye is all supposed to have trophies. They're all supposed to have trophies. That's what rumor is. So, I think maybe you'll get Heavenly Sword with trophies. Who knows? You know?
That'd be cool. That would be nice.
Yeah. But I still want it on disc and trophies if I pop in my disc instead of buying it again. You know? That's my thing. I'd rather do that than buy, you know, than buy the game again and do it like that. Mm-hmm. Now, what else is there? Well, they got some Black Friday deals at GameStop that have leaked, and I'm going to leave it up to you guys which one's better. Okay, the PS3 is $199, but you get The Last of Us and Batman on a 250-gig hard drive. On the Xbox, mm-hmm. you get the Halo 4 and Tomb Raider on a 250-gig hard drive for $199. Now, those two games versus the other two games... Yeah, come on, man. We got a game of the year and a game that's, you know, I still don't know what Origins is like, so I can't really pump up Origins. So I just can't. I can't pump up Origins. But, you know, but The Last of Us, woo, you know, that's a must-have game. So,
The Tomb Raider's pretty good, at least that's what I hear. And Halo 4, I don't know.
PS3's a better deal.
I think so myself, but you know people are gonna say something. I really don't care what they say, but I'm gonna say this: I still think the PS3 one with The Last of Us and that Batman Arkham Origins, which is still a new game, is gonna be good. So we'll see. Okay. Oh yeah, Titanfall. Yeah. Now Titanfall has. Oh man. Okay, Titanfall. These guys are pumping this up. Titanfall has now turned exclusive for the Xbox One.
In its lifetime.
Yeah, and for its lifetime. Whatever that means. I don't know. I didn't get that whole tweet. I didn't understand the logistics. You get what I'm saying? Did anybody get what I'm saying? I don't get it. I didn't get
if anybody gets it, please comment.
Yeah, because I didn't get
it. I can tell you what I think it means, but I don't know if that's actually what I think that means is the Titanfall game. Like, that, not the franchise, but that game is exclusive. So, Titanfall 2 could come to PS4, but Titanfall will stay on the Xbox One. That's what I think it means.
Well, it might pull the bundle like Mass Effect.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you guys might be beta testing for us again.
But you know what I think might happen? Is this.
What?
They'll come out with Titanfall 2, and on the disc, Titanfall 1 will come out on the disc, too. It'll be a bonus for the PlayStation 4 people. You get what I'm saying? Like, like how they did, like I got I forgot the other game I was playing, Bioshock Infinite. I passed that. But on Bioshock Infinite, you get Bioshock Infinite and Bioshock 1. So, who knows? They might do that. They might do that. So, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't get the whole logistics of the thing because everybody I talked to was like, man, I don't understand what they're saying, you know? Because they wrapped, it's basically wrapped up in a whole bunch of other things and questions, people are questioning. I'm like, man, that's a whole bunch of questions and no answers, you know? I didn't understand it. I just didn't understand the whole thing. So, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. You guys go on. What, so you think that it's that one is going to be exclusive, and then
yeah,
just,
I think that's what they're doing. I don't think the whole franchise is a Microsoft exclusive. I think just that first game.
But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
But honestly, Titanfall, I mean, it hurts. A lot of people like it. I'm not going to diss the game. The game does look fun, but it's not enough for me to get it. If I really wanted to play it, I'd just get it on the PC.
And you got to remember, well, you ain't even got to do that. You guys got to remember, Titanfall's on the 360, too. So it's going to be on the Xbox One and 360. So the people that got 360 just buy it on the 360. They won't buy a whole new system for the game.
That's true, too.
So, it's going to be on both systems. If it was only on the Xbox One, then I'd say, yeah, it might sell. But it's on the 360, too. So, the people are like, why would I need to buy a system if it's on the 360, too, right? Yeah, just give me that disc. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they'll do.
And hopefully, they have an upgrade program for us. So, if you do buy an Xbox One, then you can just, you know, get the upgraded version for, you know, less price.
For $10
or something, the download or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know. We got this Titanfall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I want a question. I got a question for everybody. What games are you guys gonna buy for the next gen systems? When you get your next gen system, what game do you want? Or are you going to not buy a game and just have, you're just like, man, they got a whole lot of free games down there. I just, DC Universe, and
at least PS4 does.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, well, with Xbox. I mean, are you going to buy Killer Instinct with those two characters and only fight two characters and do like that? Mm-hmm. And wait for them to bring out the new characters. That sounds stupid. Why do they keep? They're gonna just keep coming out with new characters all the time or something, or releasing new characters? I don't understand. Because they're not gonna have a full.
Been delayed, you know, like Watch Dogs been delayed.
Yeah.
PlanetSide 2 has been delayed.
Yeah, I figured they'd delay that. That's a big game, so they have to delay that. You know, that's a big game. SOE's working on a bunch of stuff. My guess, and this is just a guess, like I said, EverQuest probably will be on the PlayStation 4. That's my guess. Because the way that game looks and the way they got it playing, it's console play. You know, I can look at it and go, oh, this was made for console. Even though it's going to be on PC, I'm like, this is like, you know, they made it so some of these console cats can get on it. Like,
well, yeah, all the jumping you can do with your character.
Right.
That's console stuff.
That's console stuff because they don't do that a lot in MMO. Yeah, and that's what it is. Okay, I'll mention that. Now here's the big one. Microsoft came. I mean, people came out. It was on N4G talking about that. In small print, how they listen to conversations. And they only listen to conversations to the extent that the law will allow, you know. And so, hello?
Yeah.
So, they're listening to conversations. And so, what extent do you think that they're watching people on the cameras and doing all this other stuff? And people are, I mean, what it is this. Because it came out, what was it? It's on Digital Journal. They say gamers still distrustful of Xbox One privacy policy. So, I mean, what's going on?
I could see how. I can't think of any reason why they need to listen to your conversations.
Oh, I can.
I mean, I as in, that makes sense to me. If it's for advertising, nah, I don't think you should be listening to people's conversations just for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the really the only thing I could think of why you would think you would listen, you know, to the conversations on the Xbox One. Unless you want to say, oh, you know, worst case, let's talk about Doritos. And all of a sudden on his dashboard, mm-hmm. he gets the Dorito ads or something like that. Or
I would hate that.
Yeah.
I think it's way deeper than that, but I ain't going to get into that on this podcast. But the thing is, But the thing is, and I'm going to say this in defense of Microsoft, and not in defense, but I'm going to say this, Sony's doing the same thing. I'm not going to say that Microsoft is the only one doing it, and I'm not going to say that Sony, they don't do that kind of stuff. Believe me, we know, because we've had some conversations, some deep conversations, and what happens? Boop, boop, boop. You know, we've been booted. I'm like, hold up. And as soon as you
talk,
as soon as you talk about some stuff that's stupid, yeah, man, I'm like, woo, 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 woo. That thing stays on.
Yeah,
it stays
you're
on
arguing
forever.
And stuff.
It stays on forever. Mm-hmm. Stays on forever. But if you want to get into some stuff, it was some real deep stuff, come on now. Come on, man. Let's be for Let's be for real. But I'm going to say this. As far as the Xbox One and the listening in, and I already know. I mean, we knew. It's something that I've already known for a while. I mean, it ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing new. We know it. You guys just got. We got to be. You know, you just got pick your poison. That's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna just say pick your poison, because with all this other stuff going on, they're listening. Now, I'm going to leave that
alone. And also, too, just before we leave them alone, it says, you know, as far as the law will let them, all they have to do is just change the laws. If they become more lax on that stuff, then, you know.
They already are lax on it. It's called the Patriot Act. That's what it is. The Patriot, all they got to do is enact the Patriot. The Patriot Act, they enact that, and they can do any. You can do anything you want to with the Patriot Act. You know that, don't you? They could call you right. Man, I hate getting into stuff. But I'm not going to get to it. Okay, well, yeah. That's what I'm going to. I'm not going to get into it because I'm not going to get into this. All right, but that's what they can do. Now, Destiny. They said, will Destiny unfold in sub 1080p on the Xbox One?
Or 900p?
Yeah.
like Rises?
Yeah. Where is 900?
Yeah.
Where do you get 900?
It's funny. It's funny that ever since Microsoft got into the gaming business, we've seen these new resolutions pop out of nowhere.
Didn't Halo do something weird like 700p or something like that, or 600p?
Yeah,
or something?
It's like all. Where are these numbers coming from? You know. 720p.
Microsoft had a TV, it'd be like 720p.
Yeah. Right.
It'll be like 720p, 720p, 900p, sub 1080p, and whatever.
Didn't Torrance get in an argument about sub HD or something like
Yeah,
that?
he said that sub HD don't exist or something like
and,
that.
Well, and did somebody prove him wrong? Yeah, did somebody prove it? He said sub HD does not exist. I said, well, you mean sub HD. Sub HD does exist. It's called SD, isn't it? So wouldn't SD be sub HD?
Maybe.
Because that's below it. That's below HD. So I'm not even gonna get into
debate. I'd say, you know, in between SD and HD. But
I want you to talk about in between.
So, probably like 640p or something.
It could be that.
Well you say 640p. Well,
you know,
well,
who knows?
Well, Microsoft is proving sub HD now. Look at they got 600, 530, they got 486. You know, they're coming out
578.
Yeah, they're coming out with these odd numbers. Said, well, no, it's not really 1080p. It's really 909. And it's 909. Where's the numbers from?
Yeah, point 58.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, man.
900.58 HD. That's
nice. How many people go to because everybody ain't gonna fry. How many people go to Best Buy and say, "Yeah, man, I'm looking for HD TV. You guys got a 910 HD TV?"
Because my eyes love 910.
Yeah, no, I got to have that 910. I can't have the 10. I had the 1080 is a little too high for me. So you got to take it down a bit.
I can't be seeing eyes get real watery when I look at the solution.
Said, oh, you must have an Xbox One. Oh, yeah, I do. You must have an Xbox One. Yeah, I do. I say, okay, I know why you want to. I know why you don't want that. Okay, I know exactly why. Yeah, we should. I said that 1080 is a little too high, and I can't.
Go ahead.
I got to have something a little lower. That 910, that 900, in that range.
I have growing glaucoma concerns, and yeah. I don't know is the cause of that. So, you know.
I'm just coming off of my pre-laser eye surgery, and the 1080 is...
The doctor said...
So, you know, and then they said, well, we got a 4K. Oh, no, that's way too much. No, 4K, oh, no.
You trying to kill me?
4K. They say 4K and they start screaming, oh, walking running down this blood and on a plot. Oh, man, I don't understand. I don't understand how you guys come up with this stuff, man. Where do they come up with these numbers? It's 900. Man, just say it's a little. They say, well, it's a little over 720. I'm saying a little.
Now, here's the thing, and I think that Microsoft, because, you know, they're doing a lot of damage control on this, and rightfully so, because, like, a lot of people won't be able to tell the difference between the resolutions for the most part. But if you go around saying that your new console is made with rocket science stuff, and you can't come up with a game that matches resolution with your competition, then how advanced is it? If people are saying, oh, no, the PS4 is not 50% more powerful than the Xbox One, but the Xbox One can't seem to match frame rates and resolutions with games that come out with, then how can you say it's not?
I don't understand it. I'm going to say this. Remember, Microsoft used the same thing Sony used by saying that the Xbox One was future-proof. Yeah, it's future-proof if the future was the day before yesterday. It was no future-proof. But now, the future means before you know, it future means in the future. It's in the future, you know. Away from that, like if today's Wednesday, the future would be Thursday, Friday, and on, you know. But it's like they're in the past. These guys, man, it's like they're basically.
Oh, if they're future-proofing Xbox One, then they should have, you know, there's just so many bottlenecks to get that SRAM, this RAM that it has to deal with, like, you know, PS4 has unified RAM like that. Wouldn't you think you would go the same route? I mean,
I don't know what they're doing.
Come on.
I think it was set for the. I think they want to lose. I've said that before. I think they want to lose. I think they try. I think they want to get out the game. I think they just. I think they're tired. They just want to get out the game. It's time for them to go.
I think that too. But I think the true face of Microsoft is showing. Like this is what Microsoft's all about. They want to be in everything. Have their little noses and everything, but they don't want to be about something. They just want to be, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and they don't innovate. They imitate. That's all they do. They don't innovate. They imitate. And when they see something,
PS4 is having a camera. You know, like, man, Sony's been making cameras before Microsoft even thought about the Xbox.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
They can't come out with a camera. All they won't. They how many cameras does Sony have? It's like.
Right. I mean, you guys, it's stupid. They know this stuff is foolish. Everybody, you know, we'll see when the sales come up. You know the Wii U, and I'm going to mention the Wii U because we don't mention the Wii U at all. There's a reason why we don't mention the Wii U at all because it's not even relevant. But I'm going to say this.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the Wii U, I was looking at the sales on, you know, the site that's, you know, the site that throws up false numbers.
Unlike Nielsen.
Yeah. And they throw up false numbers. And they got them at almost 4 or something like that, 4 or 5 million worldwide.
Like 4.1 million.
Is it 4? 4.1? worldwide. And then I'm just like, my God. And then they think they're going to sell at Christmas. When they got the they got the Xbox and PS4, they think they're going to sell on Christmas.
Just because they have, like, two bundles. They have a Windmaker bundle, some Zelda game remade. And they also got Skylanders. But there was an article yesterday, and it said that I read. It said Wii U is officially Nintendo's worst-selling console of all time.
What happened to that 50 mil it was supposed to say?
I don't know, man. I don't know who was saying that.
I thought they said it was supposed to sell 50 mil. It can't even get to 5. How are you going to get to 50?
You can't even get to 5?
You can't even get to 5.
What?
And then they just,
you can't even get to 10%.
And then everybody keeps saying, oh, just wait till Smash Brothers come out. Oh, wait till they get a Zelda. Oh, wait till they had Mario. Mario's been out there for years, and they ain't did that. Man, I'm going to say this. There's no way that they're going to get to 50. They're not getting to 50. And I'm going to say this. They're going to have to rush a new system. They're really going to have to rest. You see, they just lost. How much did they lost? 80 million or something like that? 80, 81 million? I just got an email about it. I got an email about them losing $80 million. I just shook my head and went, these guys are so stupid. And I don't know what Nintendo's going to do. Nintendo better figure something out quick. They better figure something out. Now, the 3DS is
carrying that system forever. Now, I think it's not going to work anymore.
People grow, even the kids.
They grow up, yeah, as he's about to say.
They got to realize, they haven't made a new franchise since Pikmin. Man, come on now.
But they're trying to get Wonderful 100 going, but that game ain't selling.
No, because it's not a bad system. And I don't even know if Wonderful 100 is that type of game to even sell.
It's a good game. But, it's not, Nintendo won't be able to rally behind it as a new IP and it changed, their luck with it. No. It is a good game.
They want people to stand in line? You better figure out something. You better move Zelda to at least a hard T. I've said this before.
Yep.
Move Zelda to a hard T. Mario, you can't touch, so
we'll keep saying it until they do it. Because, because they have to do it. Nintendo has to grow up.
And Metroid has to move to a little hard T, to a hard T, too. Metroid and Zelda, they moved to a hard T.
It was $81 million for what you call it.
Oh, they lost?
For Nintendo.
Yeah,
yeah, they lost for
the quarter. $81 million. Yeah, that was the email I got. You got that email, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it, too. I didn't even see it.
Oh, I got that at work. When I was at work, I was reading. I just shook my head and went, these fools. Yeah, they lost $81 million. Man, these guys, and they're going to be hemorrhaging like crazy. Because what's going to happen is that the Wii U is killing them. Killing them. And I'm telling you, this is not the end. Until they figure something out, and I haven't heard anybody. And correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't heard anybody say that they're going to buy their kids a Wii U for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it either.
I've heard them say they're going to buy certain games. Skylanders, maybe the Disney one, but a whole system for Wii U? Nope.
I see a lot of kids now, man. Because I work inside of a Best Buy. And from what I get, a lot of parents are gravitating towards mostly PS4, and you get a couple of Xbox Ones here and there. And it seems to me like those kids were the kids that got the Wii, and they kind of grew up, in the 5-6 year span, and they want to move on to something else.
They
want
to move on to
and the
next
system.
That's
what it seems like.
That's what happened to me when I was young, when Super Nintendo came out. Then when that PlayStation came out, man, I just abandoned the Super Nintendo. I bought that PlayStation and just forgot all about it, because I felt like I was growing up because of the games.
That's what it is. You just grow up, and then you. What they think is people are having kids every 10 seconds and just popping them out, and they go, "Oh, I'm a Nintendo fan," something like that.
And not everybody lives in the past. I mean, there's a lot of retro gamers out there and stuff, and that's cool. But not everyone's like that. Like, I can enjoy the old stuff, but But that's like here and there, you know. It's like I don't live in that generation anymore. Game wise,
yeah, I can respect Nintendo. I like Nintendo. I just, you know, I don't want them to fail. But
me neither. I really don't.
I don't want them to fail, but I just know that they have to get somebody in charge that knows that they have to move on. You know. That's what it is. And I guess they're gonna start doing beta tests for Destiny or something. The beta test for Destiny.
Yeah, you pre-ordered a game.
Yeah, if you pre-ordered a game, yeah, and I hear it. I'm hoping that we can get that I can get in the beta or something like that.
I pre-ordered mine at GameStop before it even announces. I need to call them to see if I'm gonna get a code. Mm-hmm.
See like that, because that's what I want. I'm gonna have to pre-order myself and do. So we'll
see. if I get the code and download, we just get it from me.
How long we been doing this?
53 minutes roughly.
Yeah, we're gonna cut it. All right, we're gonna cut it with Step Your Game Up. Shout outs. You guys do your shout out. Come on. Worst case.
All right. Cool. All right. So, shout outs. Shout outs to Big Freezy. Shout outs to Submit. Shout outs to Spin 2008. Shout outs to Puncho the Boss. Let's see. JDYG81. Bully with the Fully. All the fans that's been supporting us. Tweet me all the time about the podcast. Dirty Death Dealer. TB_fire, I believe his name is, up on Twitter. I don't have his PSN or anything. And that's a good one. And shout out to Zamoda on Smash as well. You know, we, sit up here on, Grand Theft Auto Online. Join our crew on Grand Theft Auto Online, by the way, too. What's the name of the crew, by the way? GOS 5.
No, the GOS group. That's what it's called.
Oh, GOS crew. My bad.
Simple. All right, Hello?
Yeah.
All right. You guys do your shout-out?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, worst case, pretty much. Pretty much, I don't think you'll know the shout-out.
Yeah.
We gotta add Zarya next. Zarya.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Zarya.
Yeah. And I-66-I. Anybody else? No, I don't have any shout-outs. That's it.
Actually, hold on. I'll shout-out. Name is Kev Saiyan Knight from... Bug Geek and the Couch Jockeys, another site.
Okay. That's what's up. All
right.
And shout outs to all the beautiful ladies in the world.
Yeah. Anyway, what is it gonna do? Step Your Game Up. I ain't got one this week, but you guys got.
Yeah, but this whole podcast is
basically
Step Your Game Up.
That's why I ain't got one. It basically was. You guys got one? Well,
yeah,
I guess I got one. Okay. Step Your Game Up. You guys can step your game up this whole podcast.
Well, my Step Your Game Up is there's a lot of people who are tripping over the whole media server and the MP3 and CD thing for the PS4. And I can understand people being disappointed about it, but there's people who are trying to say this is a bombshell. Oh my God, you can't do this. And they're trying to put that up there with the whole Xbox One DRM thing. And I said, Step Your Game Up. I buy my PS4 because it plays games. And that's my main function for it. MP3s, whatever. But I don't understand why people are so preoccupied with non-gaming features and why people keep arguing over this stuff. It's like, for the most part, people should be like, oh, okay, oh, that sucks, and then move on. But then people start movements like, oh, we got to get that media server thing back. And like, no, you don't really have to, but you know, I don't understand this. Like, it's a gaming console first. Go ahead.
I forgot a shout out with, what you call it? What's his name? Oh my God. No, I'm going to mess up, but go on. I forgot.
But yeah,
Oh, you're talking about Sylar.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, people can't be doing this anymore. Like, it kind of shows it kind of shows fanboyism and the gaming's ugly side, in my opinion, because why in the hell would you, even though I understand, like I said before, it's a feature people use, and if it's not going to be in a PS4, fine, but is it really worth being that angry about? Like, I'm not going to pre-order it now. I'm going to drop my pre-order for it. Like, okay, sure.
Then you really didn't want it at first, if that's the only reason why you want that little stuff, which they could patch it in, which they'll patch it in. And yeah. I think that's just some people that just wanted to start some nonsense anyway.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah.
Right. I think they just wanted to start some nonsense anyway. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Yep. For worst case, for DCI, I'm Blade 206, and take it easy.
900p!
My hip hop stops on your head like that. Hey. Go my hip hop stops on your head like that. My hip hop stops on your head. And when it rains, it pours. Coming up through this game on all fours to stand on my own too. I'm prone to need others more than they need me. If need be, indeed be, I would just need me. But we all connected to a higher respect and conscience. And they slay the truth says like punches. My haunches, ignorance, greed, hatred. Seems like we ate both pills from this matrix. Can't tell which is which, but I'ma play the glitch and hit you with the rail like Zachariah Sitchin or Phil Valentine or Hammett Dawood, Copley and Quasi with that spiritual food. And Maxwell got intel on Big Brother. Seek out these peeps and see what they discover. I'm asking the beast dog, it gets more tougher. Watch out for your own beat, cause even they'll snuff you. My hip hop stops on your head like rain.